The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
So interest rate, let's talk about interest rates. You spoke a little bit about it when looking at deals, but we'd love to talk about it more broadly too. So there are talks next year, the Fed reducing the federal funds rate a few times potentially next year. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that? Because you got started when interest rates were super low back in like 2021. Mm-hmm. Things are still pretty good. Mm-hmm. So just what's your thoughts on the future of interest rates in the coming year and how that might impact some of the deals you might do, might not do?
Yeah. So you, like you said, in the time that we were getting involved in real estate syndication, it was one of those landmark events, right? We had those, you know, bottom basement level interest rates where, you know, you're seeing the deals in 2-4% interest rates. And and as a passive investor, that was really something that was great for us, right? We, getting into those deals, not only were they able to secure the asset at, you know, below, at a below, the strike mark, if you will, with what where they wanted to acquire the asset, but they also got great, debt on that project. And that was something that was really a key signal for us in terms of, you know, investing in those particular opportunities. But then also, one of the things that we looked at, we also saw that there were some opportunities that we saw during the time as deals started to shift, where there were some opportunities where investors, certain groups took what they call floating interest rates, or many people in single family might know them as variable interest rate loans during that time. And so during the time of the pandemic, when rates were super low, they were able to take advantage of those super low rates. Fast forward over the course of the past, year and a half, 2 years, as the Fed has steadily increased those interest rates, for those groups that took out various variable interest rate or floating interest rate loans, those properties and the debt on them is becoming a very difficult for them to maintain the debt service coverage ratio on those properties. And, they're in some cases, they're having to do certain things like capital calls where they're requesting additional funds from passive investors to come in and help their deals, or they're having to find other ways to navigate with those banks to be able to structure the loan in a way if they will work with them so that they can hold on to the asset and ride it through these times. But in this time, as a passive investor and transitioning over now into an active investor, and bringing opportunities to other investors who are looking to invest alongside of me passively, we are looking entirely and for the most part at fixed interest rate debt. And what that means is that many of the deals that were working, 2-3 years ago, just aren't working so much right now. Not only are we dealing with asset prices that are significantly higher due to the appreciation that has occurred in the marketplace over the past few years, we're also dealing with an environment where the interest rates are making it very difficult for those to acquire those assets as well. And so a lot of deals that would have worked 2-3 years ago maybe aren't working so much now. But for those deals that are working, It takes a lot of work to be able to acquire those. And so the operators that we're partnering with, they have not only do they have great track records, but they also have great relationships. And that track record that they have allows them to secure the best financing terms, government financing, FHA loans, the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan products that are able to get them long-term fixed interest rate debt to be able to acquire the asset. Where I see things going, and I think we've seen a signal from the Fed over the past two sessions that they have not raised the interest rate, and in fact they've held steady. A lot of reports are saying, that I'm reading are saying that things are going to continue that way, and then perhaps there may be even some reduction in interest rates in 2024. And as we're recording this in December of 2023. And so what I would like to, I believe that, yes, there will be some flattening of that because the economy is, in terms of what the government and the Federal Reserve is looking to be able to accomplish, they are accomplishing their goals of being able to slow things down, to slow inflation. And then with that, they're also going to look at, okay, well, how do you balance that in a way so that you do not, cause a recession, and that you can stimulate the economy in a way to incentivize investors. And that is going to come through potentially the reduction of interest rates in 2024, potentially the latter half. This is my N-of-one opinion. I'm no prognosticator, but in terms of the things that I'm seeing out there, this is what I would project out there.
Got it. It makes a lot of sense. My prediction is as they go down, I don't think it's going to be like a tremendous drop, but as they go down, my prediction is that there'll be more competition, especially in like the 1-4 unit space, like the smaller residential space. I think there'll be like a tremendous increase in competition because mm-hmm. a lot of people have been either not able to qualify with the 7 or 8%, or just like, I'm not paying these high prices plus that interest rate. So I think it's going to be a flood of buyers. My prediction.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be the same in like the commercial multifamily space? Yeah. How do you think that dynamic could potentially be different? Mm-hmm. I know it's probably not as straightforward as the 1-4 units.
Yeah. So I think I'm so glad that you mentioned that because I'd say that the worlds are more connected than we think.
Okay.
When you think about the residential single family 1-4 unit assets, when you think about that, that supply is not only for investors like you and me and others. It's also for that those people who are that are looking to buy their first home or their next home, and then now you have added competition with firms like BlackRock and some of the other major funds out there looking to acquire these assets to provide those real estate returns to their funds and to their investors. So they see the game as well, and they know that the real estate is a tremendous asset to be investing in. But when you have that type of situation, what you are seeing for those would-be home buyers or those new those home buyers that are looking to move to their next home, they are being priced out of the marketplace because interest rates are high. And not only are interest rates high and making that cost of acquiring their first home or their next home difficult, they're also what has occurred over the past few years due to the demand of housing is that those asset prices, those prices of those single family homes, 1-4 units, have also appreciated in value as well. And when something like that takes place, that makes that acquisition of that first home or that next home very difficult for them. And so what are these folks left to do? They are left to then go ahead and have to find housing somewhere. Maybe they try and rent that home in the neighborhood. Or if they can't do that because the competition is so fierce, then they're going to move on to the apartment side of things. When it comes to apartment investing, those dynamics that I was just mentioning have an effect on the multifamily space as well. When you look at the investment into multifamily assets, that demand from housing because of the lack of supply in the single family 1-4 space for those new home buyers or would-be home buyers, they're now looking and seeking to rent those apartment units that are taking place. That is naturally increasing the asset values of these multifamily multifamily assets, because the asset, those multifamily assets are also increasing their rents to keep pace with, you know, with inflation and with the demand that's happening in the marketplace. And so what I see happening in the multifamily space is a continuing of that. I see, especially in certain markets, this is why the market in that you're investing in is so important, because this is not a universal truth throughout all markets throughout the United States. In certain markets, you're being, when you invest in these assets, you're relying on the expertise of those operators who are, who know down to the zip code, you know, the assets and the demand that's happening in those areas. And so investing in those places where the assets are continuing to appreciate in value, both naturally and through forced appreciation, through the value add that's taking place, there is an opportunity to continue to see those rent increases, and therefore those asset values are going to increase as well. And when you, and when we have that fixed interest rate debt that, that is secured on the project, as well as the equity from the investors, those residents that are living in those buildings are paying down. Just like if you had a single family home, that tenant is paying down that mortgage. Well, in a multifamily asset, it's the same concept, just on a larger scale. That one, those 100 tenants or 200 or name the number, they're paying down that mortgage on a monthly basis, and the asset value continues to appreciate in value, plus the equity pay down is occurring. And then when we talk about the returns that, that take place for passive investors, we get to all participate in that.
Definitely. I love that. I appreciate that explanation.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.